Hello friends, welcome to Mudio's Diary on anchor.fm. My name is Franca Ayanka. Today is the 6th of March 2023 and the time is 4 a.m. So today we'll be reading and praying with Evolving Beyond Expectation by Edmond Tansi Emakpo, ESQ. So I'm on day 14 in this prayer book. As expected, I was going to pray from the beginning to the end on this podcast, but I would rather encourage us with just one particular subject theme that has been captivating. Day 14, Evolving in Adversity. That's the theme for today. Evolving in adversity. Let's start with the opening prayer on the book. It says, God, our Heavenly Father, creator of the heaven and earth, I thank you for the gift of life and my family. Give me the grace to evolve as expected. May I not evolve below the expectation of man and God. I pray that I may evolve according to your expectations and above the expectations of men, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we continue the reading of this wonderful book. It is possible to be stuck remembering only the bad things that has happened to you. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 43 verses 18 to 19 admonished us as follows. Do not call to mind the former things. Pay no attention to the things of old. Behold, I am about to do something new. Even now it is coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Most of us are better at remembering only bad things. Early in the coronavirus crisis, we heard about a cruise ship called the Diamond Princess, who was quarantined off the coast of Japan for many days. During that time, reporters contacted the passengers by cell phone, writing stories about what it was like to be cooped up in the statement of cruise ship. One reporter talked to Ellis Vincent, a 76-year-old retired airline executive from Australia, who was on the cruise with his wife. When asked how they were spending their time in the tiny stateroom on the ship, Mr. Vincent made this comment about his wife. She has an excellent memory. She's able to bring up every transgression I have ever had. I believe she's not finished. How not to thank your relationship in quarantine? We chuckle about that because we all understand the situation. It's easy to focus on the faults, failures, and phobias of those close to you. But that's not what God does. The Bible says, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. Hebrews 10 verse 17. We need to evolve to remember only the good things of life. I love that old hymn as it sings, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. It is one of our favorites. Are you counting your blessings today? If you're not, this is a new, brand new morning, a brand new week. Reflect on the good things you have. Count your blessings. Thank your spouses. Ponder on only the good things that has happened to you. Forget about the ills, the faults. Forgive. Apologize. Embrace goodness, mercy, and love. When upon life's billows, you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and you will see what God hath done. Count your blessings today and be surprised at all the things God has done. So, are you ever burdened with a load of care? Ecclesiastes 7:13-14 says, consider the work of God. Who can straighten what he has bent? In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider this. God has made one of these along with the other, so that a man cannot discover anything that will come after him. There are times in our life when we may feel depressed and things may not be going the way we intend them to. These are the times when we discover ourselves, realign our lives, and chart the way forward. Jeremy Reynolds suggested what we can do in adversities. What will help is staying focused and having a positive posture and attitude. No matter how hard the situation is, famous people who have overcome adversity like Steve Jobs and Elon Musk always had a positive attitude towards issues. This positive attitude can go a long way in managing chaotic situations and display some sort of resolve against the odds, which is primarily to manage any adversity. You or those connected with you are in. Positive momentum can be one of the first steps in solving many major issues. Reynolds also added that appreciation is another key on how to overcome adversity. In adversities, people usually think low of themselves, no matter how good they are at doing something or how wonderful they've experienced life in the past, they always think low of themselves. Appreciation tends to make negative thoughts go away and reinstate self-confidence inside us, allowing us to think clearly about troubles while finding small ways to start fixing issues. Let us pray to God to grant us positive outlook. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So today's word has opened our eyes to grow and arrange our lives and ask God to help us during difficult times. It is not by your power, it is not by your might, it's by the Spirit. Let us focus today, this week, this morning, Monday morning, praying and asking God for guidance in all activities, especially during this time of no cash. It can be very strenuous, frustrating even. But God is able to see us through. We pray for mighty ease upon our lives. We pray for growth. We pray for a steady flow of cash into our system, into our society, into our businesses, into our finances, our household. We pray for the mighty wind of prosperity to blow upon our lives. Thank you for joining us today. And see you in our next podcast. Stay blessed this week. Bye.